Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the last day of June 2020. Here comes the best technology news that has been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Hey, just because we can't all be together right now doesn't mean we can't have a viewing party together. At least that's how Amazon is seeing it. You're actually going to have the ability to watch TV shows and movies on Prime Video with your friends in what they're calling a watch party feature. Now, sorry listeners, if you're not living in the US, that's actually the only place that's going to be available currently. The watch parties will actually be able to accommodate up to 100 viewers in one group, as long as, of course, each person in the US has a Prime subscription. You'll have synchronized controls for playback, and a chat feature, of course, so you can talk to all those 100 people that you probably don't even know. You know, just like you would on a platform, say, like Twitch. Yeah, pretty much where Amazon got the idea from. It's pretty simple to set up, too. Just share a link once you've created one with your family or friends. They'll click on it. Yeah, pretty much like Zoom, and away you go. Waze, that car navigation app, getting your way through all that horrible traffic. Sometimes it works, sometimes it's completely stupid. Nonetheless, though, they've got a complete brand refresh today. Updated reporting icons and even new logos. But there is a new feature they've added. It's called Moods, as in your mood. Waze is giving drivers this choice to let them know just exactly what kind of mood they're on the road. Meaning if you're stuck in a traffic jam, chances are, yeah, your mood ain't gonna be very good. Well, that would be handy, though. Be nice to know which driver might have some road rage in them, or the ones that are just, everything's peaches and cream. Of course, Waze's PR statement ain't nothing like that. They say that their new look hope it reminds users of the magic of their community and the way they work together to better things on the road. Aww. And finally, for our Indian users today, you're looking for a whole bunch of apps that ain't there anymore? Well, there's a reason for that. You know, apps like TikTok. Well, they're not in the Apple App Store or the Play Store anymore for what India is calling privacy concerns. Now, all of these apps, yes, they do originate from China. Now, we all know the two countries right now, yeah, they're not really getting along. We're not going to go there. That's the political side of things. Though it could be the reason why the apps are not there. Though they could be because of security threats, too. We all know that there's been some of that in the past. According to the Indian Ministry, they said they have received many complaints about the mobile apps and have been accused of stealing and transmitting users' data, more or less saying that the timing, because of what's going on between the two countries, is purely coincidental. Now, of course, I said the list, yeah, quite long, 59 of them. But we'll give you a Reader's Digest version of it, at least of the popular ones. Yes, TikTok's there, which we knew already, WeChat, Weibo, and QQ. As for if or when the apps will ever return, well, nobody's saying anything regarding that. Got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN shows over there and support the new show over there, too. We do need your support so we can keep this show going for you. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the new show on the air. And those of you that are contributing each and every month, thank you so very much for your support. We cannot do this show without you. Find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter at British Tech and come by our community over at our Slack room and join in the conversation today. It's simple to do. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday and thank you so much as always for listening.